outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, November 7th. Hi, Mia.
Hi. How about that?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You noticed we're both in white today. I wonder what that is. I usually don't wear white, you know. But
that's true. You don't.
Yeah,
actually.
I like darker colors actually. But sometimes
but
I like.
But you know,
to
maybe
change.
it's like the weather because it's still like so sunny out. Like that's how I feel. Like that's how like my wardrobe has been very strongly driven by like stuff that I didn't think I was gonna get to wear until like next year, the next like summer season. And I'm like last minute, like gotta wear it all before I can't wear it anymore.
That's
where my head's been lately. So
no, but I heard that white is a color of giving, you know. So it's I think it makes people feel good.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, and sometimes I just
well,
like
we
to change things up a little bit.
Well, we have Thanksgiving this month.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
What?
No, I don't know. Comes around every November, I think, right?
Yeah.
Something like that? No.
What does it have to do with what I just said?
Because you said it about giving. And
oh,
I'm like,
okay.
Oh, how ironic, because we're in November
Thanksgiving.
Now.
Thanksgiving, okay.
This month is Thanksgiving.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a little slow
November
this morning.
November 28th. Believe me, I'm like counting down the days when I can be home with my family eating lots of amazing food.
Yeah, that would be cool, huh?
Yum. But up until that point, I got to like go to the gym like every freaking day, work my ass off.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Just so I can eat at the end of the month and not feel so bad about it.
Yeah. So you're budgeting it out, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ridiculous. I can't help it.
Yeah. But but summer's nice. I mean, it's it's not really feeling like – I mean, it feels like – like more like spring than fall, right? I mean, it's like it's beautiful outside.
It is. It is so beautiful.
Everybody that comes here just loves the view, you know. And then we always talk about it, and the listeners are going, "What the hell are you talking about?" That's why I need to take a couple pictures of the view and put them on Facebook so people will know what we're looking at.
Yeah, we do.
We
have a really nice view. It's lovely. And then we've got like this billboard out here, but it's like they I don't know, like I want to know what's in the front of it, because if you could see, there's like a little like head with like some little like sprouty sticking up, but it's the back of it, so I can't actually tell what it is, and it's been driving me nuts.
Well, I'll tell you, because I always go there to do a U-turn, so
okay.
I always look at it.
Okay, yeah, you gotta
I'll
let me know. Do you see what I'm talking about?
Yes,
though?
I do.
It's like a little like cardboard head with like sprouty hairs.
Yeah, it's like a regular billboard, but there's something
but
sticking
like,
out of it.
Yeah, it's like popping up.
Yeah.
They do that a lot now. Like they have
do,
like these like 3D
stand out
billboards, like for the ones for that movie. I still have to see that. The Bad Grandpa by the Jackass people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and there's like the
really
kid
funny,
is
huh?
like the like it says, you know, Bad Grandpa on the billboard, but then the kid is like it looks like he's like falling off the billboard and the Bad Grandpa's like got him by the pants. So it looks like he's like hanging down off the billboard. Very clever.
I bet you it's a funny movie though, huh?
It probably is. I need to see that.
Yeah,
one of
I
these
think
nights.
Because Johnny Knoxville is pretty funny, you know, the stuff that he does on Jackass and stuff.
Have you watched all the Jackass films?
Just one, I think. I think number two or number three, one of those I watched.
I think I watched the latest, the two latest.
Oh, okay.
That have come out.
Did you see the one where he stuck his penis in the snake cage? Have you ever seen that one?
What? No, I don't think so. No, I think I'd remember something like that.
You would remember something like that, yeah. He put sort of like a face on a little sock and
put
his penis, and then he put it in the snake's skin.
What happened? Did they like?
Yeah, he was biting
with
it.
Biting
it.
Well, I don't know if a snake would maybe think it's like a female snake and like want to like, you know,
snakes
curl
bite.
Up to
That's
it.
What they do.
I know, but they still have to mate.
I know, it's
crazy. At
some
point.
It's crazy.
Or do they like bite while they're mating? Well, I guess humans do that too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some people are into that.
That's true, huh?
Those like vampire lovers, you know? Like to, you know,
yeah.
do it and bite at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But those movies are crazy, man. I mean, they were like, I don't even want to mention, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Just let's say they used horse semen and stuff like that, you know, in some of the movie.
Oh, my
which
gosh.
Was like...
Well, I remember this one where I think Steve-O was like, he was like put in like this, like one of the porta potty things
uh-huh.
on like a bungee cord. And it was like full. So, of course, all the, like, when they drop him, like, all the
really?
Stuff went like uh-huh. everywhere, like, oh my God, it was so
oh,
gross.
Wow.
It was probably like one of the worst ones. Even he was like, I can barely handle that. And
yeah.
he can handle anything.
Yeah.
That guy's crazy.
I know. I mean, he staples his balls to his legs. Did you ever see that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He was on Howard Stern. He did that. He's crazy. Or light himself on fire and...
What?
My God.
Well, I think it was Johnny Knoxville that did that. He put roller skates on
uh-huh.
in like a muddy like rodeo area, and then they uh-huh. let like the bull like go like a wild like bull,
uh-huh.
and he was trying to like in roller skates in the mud trying to escape from the bull, and the thing is like, oh my gosh, like flipping him around and everything.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God. Like he has kids, right? Doesn't he have a kid or something?
Probably, yeah.
Like, oh my God. This is nuts.
I know. Some people never grow up though, you know, and
yeah.
it's funny. But if you guys haven't seen any of the Jackass movies, I think at least one would be in
yeah,
order.
You have to have a really strong stomach, because
yeah.
they even show like the cameramen a lot, just completely losing it, and they'll just start like vomiting like all over their own equipment.
I know.
Disgusting.
I know. Did you ever watch Fear Factor when it was on?
Oh, my
when
gosh.
When they would eat bugs and,
yes.
and pigs, balls and things like that.
Disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the first one, they would have to do like a little task. And then the second one, they would have to eat something crazy.
Right.
And then the third one, they'd have to complete some like insane obstacle course.
Right.
Like 50 feet in the air or something crazy. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
You're right.
Higher.
You're right.
Like over water or something.
Yeah.
Like,
I remember them once on a 10-story building or something. You know, I mean, on the ledge.
That's crazy.
I know. The stuff that people do, but they don't care, you know? I mean, some people really have no fear.
I know.
You know, they do some crazy stuff.
I know. I remember this one chick was like, they were on like an ostrich farm, and they had to eat a whole like raw ostrich egg.
Raw.
And it's like huge. It's
yeah.
like a lot of it, and it's like gross looking.
Yeah.
And I remember there were two dudes and this little like Asian chick, and I just remember her being like, I'm Asian, I'll eat anything. And she just chugs this whole thing.
Wow.
And both the guys, like, they couldn't keep it down.
Yeah.
And this little chick was like, got it. And we're like, whoa. She's intense.
Yeah, I guess, you know, in some parts of the world, they'll eat anything.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I
would
know.
Would you ever do something like that? Or, like, Survivor or, like, any kind of
no.
crazy show like
no,
that?
No, I would not do that, no.
Man, I
it's
couldn't
too
do
much.
It either.
It's not worth it.
I know, especially if, like, you do it and then you still lose,
uh-huh.
you know, because it's, like, a competition.
And,
like, that's got to be probably, like, the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Is to, like, do something like that and then not even win the money and be like, what? I just ate 15 cockroaches for nothing? Just to be on TV humiliated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Well, just a couple more minutes and then we'll bring in our guest who's sitting here patiently. Did you hear about this Lost star, you know, from the series Lost? He's 51. He married a 16-year-old.
What?
And, yeah, they married in 2011, and he was 51.
Wow.
And, let's see, they said that they knew their vast age difference is extremely controversial, but we're very much in love and want to get the message out there that true love can be ageless. So now the girl
yeah.
is 19, and she's interested in living the life of a single woman.
Well, so, of course she is. She's 19. I mean, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, oh, come on. Boy. You know, I mean, what is this? At 16, you get married, you know? I mean, how can you possibly let it last?
Yeah, I mean, at 16, you know, and we've talked about it before. You're learning how to drive a car, like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to take my wife to get her driver's license today.
I mean,
sorry,
that's a
your
huge
wife
age
or your
difference.
Daughter?
Like, yeah, I mean, this could be his granddaughter. I mean, at 16,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm you know, I'm all for having a big age gap because that's, you know.
Yeah, but this is too
much,
right?
That's how I do
it,
but this is just, yeah. There comes a point where it's like, okay, that's
yeah, well, like, what do you talk to her about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And for her, too, you know, I mean, she deserves some young flesh, you know. Why would she go with someone who's can be her father?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah,
it's,
I don't know.
It's weird, but...
That's, yeah, it's a bit
yeah,
too
but she got what she wanted. He's going to support her 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And they're expected to share custody of their dog.
Their dog.
I guess some people do that, huh? They share custody of the dog.
Yeah, people get very, you know, they get very serious when it comes to pets.
Yeah.
And, you know, ownership and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's tough. But, I mean, yeah, I guess I can see that because you get really attached, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you do.
Used to having
dogs,
an animal
yeah.
with you all the time. And
yeah,
then
many
it's
people
like,
do view them as children.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever snap a selfie while you're driving? You know, some people do that.
No.
Yeah, they're saying
I would
it's
imagine
become
that'd
a big
be
problem.
Quite dangerous.
It is. It's very distracting. And they're saying that a lot of young people are doing that, you know.
I mean, maybe if they were stopped at like a stoplight, but yeah. not like while the vehicle's moving.
No. I mean, they're like, you know, it has hashtags like driving selfie or driving home or something. And they're, you know, taking self-portraits while they're driving. Yeah. I mean, go figure that. You know, it's like put yourself in a friggin' danger for the sake of putting it on Facebook or Twitter or something, you know.
Yeah, it's like watch, they end up getting like a ticket in the mail. Like, oh, what's this from? Like, I don't remember ever getting pulled over. like officer says, you know, viewed photo of snapping on your photos on your phone while driving.
Yeah.
That's a ticket.
Yeah.
I mean, they should do that.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
So if they see it, be like, boom, figure out a way to give them a ticket.
Yeah. There you go. You know? But, I mean, sometimes they give tickets to people who just hold their phone. They're not even texting or anything.
Right?
Know?
That's a bit much. I know.
But that's why you're not supposed to hold your phone. I mean, because they don't know what the hell you're doing with it, you know?
Right. Well, I remember somebody telling me, I don't know, some chick was like, oh, yeah, I was driving and I was stopped at a light and, you know, I had my phone charger in my car. Mm-hmm. So I literally, you know, picked up my phone and plugged the charger in. And, like, as I did that, a cop, like, had pulled up next to her. And then she put it down. But then, yeah, and then she still got a ticket. And the cop was like, oh, you were on your phone. She's like, no, I was plugging it in.
Right.
Like, still, you had your phone in your hand. You can't be doing that.
Right.
It's like, ugh.
Yeah, but that stuff
is
distracting,
that
let
sucks.
Me tell you, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
but
look, sometimes I'll be
like
stopped at the light.
It, it's, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I, like, want to choose a song or something while I'm driving, and that's dangerous.
Yeah.
I mean, any kind of distraction like that is just bad. But, yeah. But anyway, our guest is sitting here, and he's going to leave if we don't bring him on in a couple minutes. So we have James Mulligan in the studio, right?
Yes, good morning.
Did I say it
you
correctly?
You can call me Jimmy.
Jimmy, okay, Jimmy, welcome
Friends
to the
call
show.
Me Jimmy. Thank you, I'm glad to be here.
Yes. So how did you guys find out about each other? Also Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She Facebook stalked me.
Yeah. she discovers the whole world on Facebook.
I do.
Yeah,
we actually did
cool.
a TV pilot together last year with CE.
Oh yeah. The what was it called? What was that one?
Wannabes of.
Yeah, the real wannabes of Hollywood, but it was Hollywood Florida.
Oh, okay.
It was great fun. It was a great crew.
You said wannabe, and I thought, yes, Hollywood. That's what it is, you know.
That's it.
So you were an actor?
Yeah, I actually started out as a musical theater guy, and I was a kid actor. And then I realized very quickly I was born deficient of the dancing gene.
Uh-huh.
So I figured I'd better learn to do something else quickly. And
yeah.
So I picked up a paintbrush, and I'm an artist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I am. So,
I mean, but you still act? I mean, are you still an actor?
I do. There was another pilot that I worked on last year.
Uh-huh.
And then I've got something in development right now that I'm working on with a partner for Netflix, a series. And,
nice.
Yeah.
It's good to have Netflix, huh? They're really giving opportunities.
Oh, my God, it's fantastic. I just saw an ad on a bench downstairs for a new Hulu series. So it kind of sounds like that's the new, that's kind of the new network.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. you know, they come up with original series and stuff like that.
Oh, God, have you seen Derek, the new Ricky Gervais series?
No, I haven't. Is it good?
Fuck, it's brilliant.
Really?
Yeah, it's, he's this janitor in an old folks home. And, I mean, it's kind of along the same lines of The Office, but one of my favorite people in the world is Carl Pilkington. And Carl's actually on the show as an actor, and he's brilliant. So,
really?
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. You guys got to check it out. Derek on Netflix.
Yeah, for sure. I don't have Netflix anymore, though, because I started using Amazon because...
Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon's got videos
like
on
streaming,
demand and stuff.
Streaming
just like
TV shows?
Netflix, yeah. TV shows, movies, everything.
Why not do both?
Because why would I? You know, I mean, because Amazon, I don't have to pay unless it's first-run movies. But just like Netflix, most of the movies... Well, you pay their monthly rate. On Amazon, if you have Prime membership, which is like $79 a year, which you do if you buy a lot of stuff from there because you get 2-day free shipping. So that's what I do. I buy
so the DVDs actually come to your place?
No, not DVDs. It's streaming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, streaming. You're talking about Netflix, the discs. I totally forgot.
No. I'm talking about streaming.
About streaming.
And
okay.
Yeah, and I mean, they're terrible for the movies on streaming. Yeah. But as far as their TV shows and stuff.
Are they good?
I'm still not caught up on Breaking Bad, though. I just started the last season, and I think the third episode in, and I'm everybody's going around and spoiling it, and I want to choke them.
Yeah,
I know. I'm in the same boat with that. I think I have a couple more left.
Yeah. A couple more episodes of the last season?
Yeah.
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 Never seen it.
That and Walking Dead are kind of my... And I wasn't into TV until those two came back.
Huh?
Yeah, they kind of slapped me upside the head and got me back into it.
Yeah. I know. I still have to find a show that'll get me back into watching TV. The most I watch on TV is 2.5 Men or something, you know. And then mostly it's just CNN on my TV all day.
Actually, high-speed car chases get me hooked back on TV pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's true. Huh? They're pretty cool. Yeah,
especially when the guy jumps out in the middle of the freeway and just starts running.
Yeah.
And the chopper's overhead following him.
I know, and it's like they never win, you know. I mean, what's the point? But
I'm always rooting for the guy, though.
Really?
If he robbed a bank, whatever. I'm always
rooting
for the
guy. Yeah, but where the hell is he going to go? You know, he's never going to get away.
It's great entertainment.
Did you guys see that commercial yet for, you know, the Hopper? How they're like, the Hopper!
Yeah.
The Hopper! Well, they have a new one with, like, the three guys. And they're on, like, an iPad or something. And they're, you know, messing around with it. Like, oh, yeah, I can watch shows through the Hopper right here.
Uh-huh.
And then they show them, like, watching, like, a... You know, like a cop show, you know, and the guys, you know, running. They're like, oh, wow, look at that. There's cop cars going by. And then you see where they're actually standing. And then you see, like, the, you know, the crooks go running past them. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, man, and they got helicopters. And as they run past them, the helicopter light shines down on them. They're like, hey, uh-huh. This is live. Oh, wait a minute. But it's like them.
Well, there's
like,
a YouTube
Oops.
Video. There's a YouTube video of a guy recording a TV show, I mean, on a TV news.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, you see, it's a high-speed chase, and all of a sudden, right outside his window is the car, and it comes ripping by his street.
Wow.
With the helicopter overhead. It was almost the same kind of thing. I'm sure that's what inspired it. It was wild.
Wow,
oh, okay.
That's pretty wild.
I actually almost got hit by a guy going down the 101. When there's traffic, when there's not traffic on the 101, I don't know, but it was at 1 in the morning, and there was a high-speed chase, and he had to be going 100.
Really?
And he almost clipped me, swear to God. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was kind of exciting.
Yeah,
cool.
You're driving, you don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Suddenly, like, a fast car going by, driving erratically, and then police cars chasing, and a helicopter and stuff.
And it's terrible, but I know it's Schadenfreude, but I always kind of hope, like, just ahead, I'm going to see the car fly up in the air because he's hit the median.
Yeah.
I know, I'm terrible. I'm going to hell for that.
Wow. Well, you know. So you're originally from LA, you were telling me,
right?
That's
correct, yeah. I was born in Palos Verdes and moved a ton of times as a kid.
Yeah.
And I ended up settling in Seal Beach, which is it's like the Mayberry on the coast, but right. close to freeways. So
now Rancho Palos Verdes, that's a pretty like upscale area.
It
huh?
is. There's a reason I don't. There's a reason I don't live there anymore. Yeah, I'm sure my dad blew all the money on booze and gambling. So,
really?
Yeah,
wow.
We moved to South Orange County where it was even more pretentious.
Really?
Of course.
So your dad had a gambling problem?
I'm sure. God knows what his problems entail.
Oh, I see. But the money disappeared.
The money disappeared. So it sure didn't go to me. I wasn't a trust fund baby.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So, did you have a nice childhood? I mean,
You know, I did. I got three brothers, and I mean, aside from the bloody fist fights that my brother and I would get into pretty much daily.
Yeah.
I have two older brothers as well.
So, oh, cool. So you're the youngest one?
Yeah. No, I'm kind of smack dab in the middle.
In the middle.
Yeah. Four boys, no girls.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Four?
Yeah, those were some fun. Those were some fun fights in the house.
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure your mom had a handful
oh,
there.
Oh my God, she was a school teacher. My dad was in construction and a general contractor.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you raise four kids when you're a teacher? When you work?
You don't. You leave the kids on their own to fight and keep each other entertained.
Oh God.
Wow. Well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, BB guns in the backyard and exploring, and they just kind of left us alone.
That's true. So you were pretty free as a kid and stuff. You were doing.
Well, yeah, I was a fighter. I was in trouble in school a lot.
Really?
Yeah, I was. I was in the principal's office probably 3 days a week for fighting.
Wow.
I was a small kid, but I was scrappy and I had a big mouth on me. Imagine that.
Really? So you think you were acting out or something?
Absolutely. Well, again, around? My mom taught at my school. That's the worst part.
Okay.
So I knew I couldn't get away with shit.
Right.
Because I knew that the principal would absolutely be having a conference with her over coffee, and it was a Christian school, which was even worse.
Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah, I was a really awful, awful kid.
Wow.
So, and until I had some teachers that actually cared enough to kind of see through that,
right.
I was
That's
pretty miserable.
You need a mentor, you know. You need a teacher that looks over you and will say, you know, you're a good student. You can do a lot better, you know. And I know I had that in school too, because I was like, I was not into school. I was into the socializing, like most kids in high school are, or even middle school. But so I was like screwing around and stuff. But you know, I had a couple teachers that really put me in my place, and I felt. And then I had like a motivation to excel and do well.
Absolutely. Well, it was my high school art teacher that kind of found me. I mean, I was all through elementary school. I used to get in trouble for drawing on my math papers. And I mean, I would just cheat off the girls in the class. And that's
really?
How I even got through school most of the time. I mean, I loved history and I loved science. But the only way I even got through math, again, I was born deficient of the math gene as well.
Yeah.
So I just copied off the girls in the class.
Yeah.
And I had a teacher that saw that I had some kind of potential. And I actually was creative and had some modicum of intelligence.
Right.
And they encouraged me to develop that. So.
So the art part of you, is that what you
Yeah,
think?
That's, I yeah. mean, I, again, I got into theater for the girls, so I did that in high school.
Yeah, okay.
And I kind of did art the whole time.
Right.
And I wanted to be a comic book artist, and then I wanted to be an animator, and then I realized that I was way too lazy to be an animator.
Right. Huh. A lot of tedious
A lot
work.
Of drawing.
Yeah,
and,
a lot of tedious
I
work.
Wish I had worked a little harder on developing my drawing skills.
Yeah.
But then I ended up actually going to school at UCLA as a musical theater major.
Oh, really? So you're into music as well?
Yeah. I sing and stuff. And then I ended up... college dropout.
Yeah.
And then I ended up working for Disney when I was a kid. I lied and said I was 21.
Uh-huh.
And I was only 18.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I knew that the next person above the person that I was interviewing with probably wouldn't ask me, or if they did, I'd just end up telling them the truth.
Right.
When I got to the next stage. But, you know, they pitied me.
Yeah.
And then they hired me. I was the youngest person hired in the art department at that time.
So what were you doing there? Were you actually part of the animation department?
No, it was actually, I did some design work with Disney, so it was Disney Disney parks.
Right.
I did some stuff on parades. I swept the floors in the shop. I painted and I definitely paid my dues. I worked also on the outside of Disney. I was working more than full time. I did stuff in a scenery company, and I actually worked on Elvira's show.
Yeah. Do you remember Elvira? Did you ever see her?
Oh, God, I just saw her last week. She looks phenomenal.
No,
really?
Was that a little before my time? Or?
Yeah, it's okay. Before your time. A lot before your time. She was like out in the 70s, 80s, I think.
Yeah,
right?
But she's still very much active.
Yeah, she calls herself the Queen of the Dark, and she would introduce horror movies on TV, right? She had her own show.
God, I was in love with her.
Really?
My older brothers used to watch her on late night TV. I remember I was a kid and she just had this enormous rack. And I was smitten. And again, I ended up getting to know her, and she's just as gorgeous as you might expect. But
really?
She's this little redhead.
She's a redhead. She's on the show, she'd have like really long black hair. Like flowing.
And she's really demure and sweet, and she's still gorgeous.
So. Yeah, it just shows you how people can really put on an act when they're on TV or in the movies. You know, I mean, that's what acting is about.
Right.
So she does a good job at that.
Absolutely.
I think, you know.
Well, and again, if I when I was younger, I was with a much. You were talking earlier. I was with a much much older broad.
Really?
Yeah. And that's
how
kind
old
of who
were you?
Oh God. We want to get into this?
Yeah.
I was 15 and she was 35.
Wow.
Yeah.
How
that was my first. Well, she was my manager.
She was my talent manager.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and she started. She was a theater director.
I was going to say she wasn't a teacher at your high school.
She wasn't a teacher. My God, no! But my Spanish teacher at my high school, I wish.
Right.
She was in her like mid 20s.
See, that's the thing. Guys are like that. You know, when a girl gets abused, it's like a big deal. But a guy, it's like, yeah, that's my fantasy. You know.
It wasn't quite my fantasy. She ended up being pretty miserable. But
really.
But I definitely was into my high school Spanish teacher.
Yeah, but you know, whether you want to admit it or not, you are molested, you know? I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
When you're under 18, that's what it is, you know?
Maybe it wasn't the worst thing in the world.
Maybe yeah, exactly. But
it did screw me up, I think.
Maybe that's why you're so crazy about girls now. I mean, every second sentence is like girls.
Yeah.
But that's good. That's the way it should be, you know? I mean, it's when you're a man, that's what you're after, you know, women. It preoccupies your mind all the time, right?
Well, my biggest preoccupation, I'm a single dad with two small kids, so
It's
making sure that those kids are fed and clothed.
Yeah.
So
how did that come about? I mean, you seem pretty young.
Well, thank you.
What happened out of high school?
Well,
you went to the school. Right?
I did, and I worked. I mean, I've been working nonstop pretty much since I was 15.
Really?
In art and in different fields. So.
And actually making an income out of that too.
I did, yeah.
Wow.
You're
very fortunate.
There had been times in the past where it was certainly meager, but
right.
I obviously with my jeans being tight, I haven't gone without food.
Yeah.
My kids certainly haven't.
Yeah.
It's been great, and I've stayed busy. I mean, I worked my way through college. I don't have any college debt, anything like that.
Right.
It was great fun. I mean, the whole time I haven't really worked a day in my life. As hard as I have worked, I've loved every second of it. And I've done. I mean, I've worked for Disney and Playboy and. You know, stuff for Knott's. I work with Warner Brothers. I just got the license to be the official artist for Wizard of Oz. And
really?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I'm a whore.
Yeah.
So, well, you're doing what you love. That's what you.
Oh,
know,
it's great.
That's how it should be. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, you get into interesting things. You don't seem like a 9-to-5 type of.
I'm
guy,
certainly
you know?
Not. I would rebel against. I couldn't do the cubicle thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like a 9 at night to 5 in the morning kind of guy, and then I get up and make sure my kids are ready for school and I take them.
Right. So so at what point did you meet your wife to be?
My ex-wife.
Your ex-wife.
My ex-wife. We actually met. It was scandalous. We met doing a show together that my other significant other was directing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And had a sordid love affair.
Wow.
And we moved in together a month later, and then we ended up getting married like a year after that.
Really?
It was quick, man.
How long had you been seeing the other girl, the director one?
Oh, God, a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a long time.
Yeah. Okay. I know. I mean, you know, you see, that's what guys are, man. We're like dogs, you know. You see a new woman, it's like, okay.
It's terrible. I'm ready for this. Not like that, of course.
No, so. I know, but you did that. you did it.
I did at the time. It was beautiful. Yeah. This beautiful little blonde just came along and... an anvil dropped on my head, and that was it.
Really? So, yeah. So you were smitten.
I was smitten. And then we got married, and we were going to wait 5 years, and got pregnant 3 months after. So.
What was the rest? How long after you met did you get married?
Oh, it was like a year, a little over a year.
Oh,
it was
quick. Okay, so, but you just moved in quickly.
I moved in like a month after.
After a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was quick.
Yeah.
And I'm divorced now, so.
Yeah. Is she the one you had the kids from?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, so you had two kids, you said,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 5 and 8.
Wow.
Yeah, they're so much fun.
Yeah.
We have a blast.
So
those are fun ages, I bet.
I'm sure the marriage in the beginning was good, right? I mean, you guys...
It was. It was a bit tumultuous.
Really?
You know, off and on. But yeah. I was just young, and things just didn't end up working out, you know?
Really?
I did. I had a lot of maturing to do. I needed to wait.
Was she older than you?
No, same age.
Same age.
Yeah.
But women mature faster, I guess. You know,
yeah.
At that point.
Yes, we
yeah,
do.
And she's a great mom. I'm blessed to have her as a good mom, and we're friendly.
But, yeah. So you just kind of grew apart and stuff like that.
We
after
did.
A while.
As
yeah.
as these things happen.
Yeah. So. Because you were pretty young when you got married, right?
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's. I don't know what your rush was. Were you married or something? I mean, were you pregnant at the time?
No. Shockingly, both of our kids are fully legitimate. by the grace of God, I guess it didn't happen before that. You know, I just... I'm a romantic and I'm an idealist. And I ended up kind of wanting this perfect little image of what marriage would be.
And right. It didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, and I mean, I should have... The first clue should have been when we were fighting on our honeymoon. I mean,
yeah.
We were... I had booked like a snorkeling thing, and we were in the middle of a tropical depression down in Mexico, and so the waves were crazy, and she decided to pull out last minute.
Uh-huh.
No pun intended. It was...
Women don't pull out.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I spent hundreds of dollars on the snorkeling thing, and she decided not to do it at the last second. I was pissed.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Instead of just being a gentleman and gracious about it, I was pissed. And so we were on Lover's Beach fighting, and we ended up like wandering over to the other side, which is called Divorce Beach. It's kind of like where that dinosaur thing is in Cabo San Lucas.
Oh my.
So that should have been like a kind of a great indicator.
Yeah.
You know,
like that movie, was it The Couples Retreat? You
oh,
know
totally.
How there's like the East End and the West End, and
yeah.
It's like the singles island and the married island.
It was very much like that. So we were fighting on Divorce Beach.
Yeah.
And
wow.
it was a bastion of things to come, I think.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Yeah, Divorce Beach. I mean, what do you expect, you know?
Yeah. So you are in white. You're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day.
Really?
It's okay with her because she looks better than you.
Oh, that's true. But why
well,
am I not
supposed
to?
Mine's not completely white.
She's got. Is that Casper?
It is.
What's it say? Love my boo. That's
pretty
cute.
Yeah, I love my boo. I meant to wear it before Halloween. I kind of screwed up on that.
You just found it like in your closet, hanging in your closet.
Yeah, it was one of those things that I bought for like $3. Like it was like insane sale.
It's awfully
was
cute.
It? I
and
love
then,
you. I love my boo.
I love my.
my
I
boo.
Love her boo.
Because I can't.
I love
see
my
it.
Boo. Well, I do love my boobs. They're fantastic.
My boo. Okay.
My boo. Like boo. Like get it? Like scary, but it's
okay,
Casper,
gotcha.
But he's a friendly ghost.
Right.
I freaking love.
What
Casper,
were you for
man.
Halloween, Mia?
I was okay. Let's go down the list here. There's
oh my
so,
god! How
so
many parties
many
did you go to?
Different
yeah, we've been
costume changes. Well, they were all like themed parties. A
okay.
Lot of them. So there was a masquerade, leather and lace.
Oh god, like a fetish ball type thing.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So that
yeah,
was
you had the Great
too.
Gatsby
and then
one.
Great Gatsby, and then
look
80s
you.
Themed, and then I was Hello Kitty.
You're so popular.
And then army, like military.
Yeah, then she
people.
Was military.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I went to two, but it was in one night, so it kind of counted. Well, I actually went to Dick Van Dyke's Halloween party this year.
Really?
He does this huge bash.
Oh,
he
really?
And his wife. every year.
And I love him.
Oh, he's wonderful. He's a prince of a guy, too.
Yeah.
He's 87. He's, speaking of age,
yeah,
okay, so here's the deal.
He's still alive.
Yeah. Oh, God, he's very much alive, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a kid.
Yeah,
he's he's a 13-year-old.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. He's married to a much, much younger gal, and she's lovely, and she keeps him so young.
Really?
And there's not much, it sounds crazy, but, you know, by the year, there's certainly an age difference, but there doesn't seem to be much of an age difference.
But at that age, it's different than with a 16-year-old.
Oh,
you know?
My God, no question. Who the hell wants to take care of a 16-year-old?
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, she is pretty hot, I got to admit. There's a picture.
I look at...
But yeah, but why do you have to marry her? That's the point, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah,
I look at a
16-year-old,
though.
You know?
I mean, maybe it's because I am... I look at a 16-year-old, and just there's nothing sexy about a 16-year-old.
Yeah,
because
you're
they look
father.
Like a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
19, 20-year-old, sure, but but not 16, certainly. Yeah. Was that going to get you in trouble legally? Was that safe enough that I said that as long as they're 19, that's okay?
Yeah, that's
all
okay.
Right,
it's not going to get me won't get me in trouble, but no. But I mean, people fantasize about it, you know. I mean, there's nothing. I don't know if there's anything wrong. It's just you can't act on it, you know.
God, I'm addicted to watching the to Catch a Predator shows.
Yeah.
Have you seen that with Chris Hansen? Oh my God. The Dateline thing.
Oh yeah, when they would that was like a 48 hours.
Oh yeah,
right?
It's a.
And they would wait for them in
a
house.
It's a sting.
Yeah. It's a sting. And I guess they would put ads out that, or no, they would connect with girls.
Yeah,
on the internet.
Guys on the internet,
and they'd
right?
Be like, oh, come
and pretend
over,
they're little
blah,
girls
blah, blah,
and stuff, right?
And they'd be like, okay,
they'd
I'll be right over.
Bust the shit out of them, yeah.
And no, listen, if I walk into a house and the girl offers sweet tea and she goes to change the laundry over, I'm jamming as quick as possible.
Yeah, I mean, shit. And if they're under 21, you don't even want to take a chance,
oh,
you know?
God,
just
no.
Like, yeah, I mean, give me your ID. Show me your ID, you know? It's just like because they lie, you know.
I love so they this one dude, like, I guess that they were chatting back and forth. He thought that the chick was like 13, or maybe it was a boy. He thought it was like 12 or 13. And I guess that whoever the decoy was had chatted and told the guy to take off all his clothes. So he walked in.
What?
Buck-ass naked to this house, just with like his clothes in his hand,
oh
just wandering
God.
Around, dangling in the wind.
Wow.
And Chris Hansen comes out.
People are fucking crazy.
I swear to God, I just don't get it.
Yeah.
That's
and the guy
crazy.
Had driven like 250 miles to come and see this 13-year-old
wow.
boy.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, the stuff that people will do for sex is just mind-boggling sometimes, you know?
Well, believe me, I've done some mind-boggling
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I know. So have I. But, you know, I mean, that's what the 20s are for, right?
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. So how long were you married?
Crazy.
I was married for a little over 7 years.
7 years. So it's the 7-year itch that's usually the case.
I think that's probably the most polite way to say it.
Yeah. I mean, no, it happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
You know?
It was rough. I mean, there were moments of sheer delight, but it was fairly rocky from the start.
Yeah.
Off and on, yeah.
But you guys settled on the kids and everything was cool and stuff. So
you
share
most
custody
of the time.
Or what?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Shared custody.
Yeah.
I have them. A good majority of their waking hours,
right.
And she sees them. She, you know, she has them overnights, and I pay as if I only see them, you know, 5% of the time, because I'm a dude, right?
Yeah, there you
go. But you know, it's great. My God, we have a blast.
Yeah,
I wouldn't change it for anything. The problem is when I'm painting a Disney princess on my easel at home, and my 5-year-old thinks that every single thing I paint is for her.
It's for her,
which
wow.
I guess in a way, roundabout way, it is.
Yeah. Well, take a picture of it and, you know, blow it up and give
of
it
course.
To her.
Well, they've got a giant mural of Neverland in their room.
Really?
So,
Oh,
that's
how cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I had little hidden things in there and stuff.
So do you have your art somewhere where people can see it, like on a website?
Yeah, I've got my own website. It's mulliganpictorial.com. That's
okay.
Mulligan with two L's. Or if you just want to go to disneyfineart.com, that's Disney Fine Art's main website. If you just click under Legacy there, you'll see my name. I'm kind of on there. Their homepage, My Ugly Mug, is the first thing you see on the page there.
Oh, okay.
And I'm on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. So.
Sounds good. Now, you mentioned you worked for Playboy. What did you do for Playboy?
Well, I worked with the art direction on Playmate of the Year. So Claire Sinclair was my girl.
Oh, wow.
We did kind of a really fun pinup type thing. And Claire's very retro in her look. So she's
so what do you mean? What did you design exactly?
Well, the settings for her
I
shoot.
See, okay.
So they came in and we discussed it, and we wanted to go with this kind of this retro kind of fly, you know, 1940s flyboy type thing. So I mean, one thing, she was on an airplane wing, and then we did this setting with her in a park, and a setting with her in the desert as a cowgirl. My favorite was her in front of the Taj Mahal.
Uh-huh.
I did this thing, and of course the Taj Mahal, I had to add a little Playboy bunny on top.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think what else we did. And we did her on the beach, of course, with a winking sun.
Oh, okay. So that was fun, huh?
Oh my God, it was a blast.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I Playboy and I go back a while. Hugh Hefner has some of my art, and
oh really?
It's cool, yeah.
How cool.
Yeah.
So you met him, right?
Yeah, I have several times.
Yeah,
he's a very interesting fellow.
Yeah,
he's an interesting guy.
Yeah, obviously, you know, otherwise he wouldn't be so famous.
And quite frankly, he's a genius. I mean, he had vision when no one else.
Yeah,
did,
obviously.
So.
Yeah, I mean, he took a chance, you know.
And the great thing about, I mean, for the most part, the great thing about Playboy is that it's still. The girls that they work with truly are gorgeous.
Like the
it's
high
not
quality.
Just naked chicks. It's
right.
It's I mean most
it's beauty.
Most of these girls really do have beautiful faces.
Right.
It's still nice to see that that's glorified and,
right.
and honored.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now do they so. They still have the magazine and everything, right?
Absolutely.
In addition to all the other properties that they have.
Yeah, you know, there's
the magazine's
Playboy
going
TV
strong,
and all that.
Yeah.
I think the magazine is still on shelves. I mean,
right.
I certainly see it. And, of course, they've got, you know, Playboy grads and a bunch of different offshoots of the brand.
Right.
But the main magazine of Playboy is still widely read.
Right.
You know,
and it's interesting to read about him. I've read a couple books by former Playboy bunnies, and it was interesting to read, you know, because his life is not all that we think it is, you know.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
like, you know, sometimes, I mean, he might have the servant girls, but there's only one main one or something.
Yeah, he's married now. He's married to Crystal.
Yeah.
Do they all still live in the house, right? Don't like the girls live in the mansion?
No, that's changed. Quite a bit. Things have changed over the years there quite a bit. Of course, I'm not privy to all that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but I think his girls have to live there, no?
He does not have girls living there. It's just
really?
Crystal, as far as I know right now.
Oh, yeah, because he's married. Okay.
He's married. I mean,
right,
why would a married guy have girls around, right?
Yeah, exactly. Especially when you have Crystal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. At this age, he probably, you know, I don't know how much he can perform, actually, but...
Listen, they make pills for that.
Yeah, that's true. They
yeah.
do. But I think the they say that the sex drive goes too, although I can't imagine how, you know, when all your life you've been like really horny for women and stuff. I don't see how.
Well,
at
I think
80,
at some point it's got to be. I mean, it's just like anything. You have to get more and more and more. I mean,
right.
the people that. I mean, it's almost like a drug, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, if you start with ecstasy. You can't just start with one pill. You've got, and at some point, you've just got to keep taking more and more stuff to get the same high.
Right.
But I think with women, it's got to be the same thing when you're in his position.
Right.
You know, where you start out with one chick, but then it ends up being two and then three, and you're so used to that it has to be 10 and
right.
a llama and a gorilla to be the same high.
And plus, that's the image he's projecting as well, you know. I mean,
I'm not suggesting that Hugh Hefner is into bestiality.
Well, thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't think anybody thought that.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you go after animals when you get all these chicks there, you know?
Of course.
But, yeah, I mean, he created a great life for himself. You know?
Well, and the mansion is still, you know, it's still one of Hollywood's great landmarks.
Right.
It's, you know, the grounds are beautiful. And, I mean, if you ever go there and see the white peacocks wandering around, and I think he's... If I'm correct, he's the only private citizen with a zoo license in Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
So he's
got
a zoo license. I mean, you go there and there's monkeys in cages and there's macaws and birds and just, I mean, I was there one time and my date, there was a peacock that was chasing her around. and they're nasty little fuckers, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know. And
so they're just, like, hanging out, just wild?
Oh, it's like...
So I've only been there for, like, the big, like, karma parties.
Yeah, where they, like, kind of hide everything.
Probably, yeah.
You know, if you go there, like, for movie nights there, it's pretty calm. You know, maybe there are 10, 15 people there. And, I mean, you just wander the grounds and you see the birds that are out there, and it's still such a beautiful, it's a beautiful property.
Right.
Yeah.
So, so what about you after the divorce and everything? Did you remarry?
No.
You decided no, not.
No, I decide. I mean, not yet.
Yeah, I mean, there's no rush. You know, you've got the kids already.
I'm concentrating on.
You've got the family.
I'm concentrating on being daddy right now.
Right.
And you know, it's a lot of fun.
It is. It changes your life forever, though.
Oh my God! Yeah.
When the first one comes.
Yeah, we go to Disneyland a lot together. And,
really? I'm sure. Yeah.
Oh, we have. I mean, we play Monster pretty consistently. Really? They love playing monsters and zombies, and we build. I am a master fort builder. Uh-huh. So we pull out the futon bed and put blankets and pillows over it and read stories underneath.
How
with
cool.
The candles and
very
it's,
cool.
We have
that's
a blast.
Fun.
Yeah. Do you ever take him to Legoland?
You know, my son's been dying to go. I gotta take him. I heard they've got like a Legoland hotel where the whole thing looks like it's built out of Legos.
Oh, really?
It's brand new. I think it just opened like 2 weeks
ago.
Yeah,
because I never heard of that.
But oh, that's
yeah.
so cool.
It's like $400 a night to sleep on a plastic Lego bed. You know?
yeah, but it's a great place to go. I mean, it's really if you've been to Disneyland several times and you're looking for a new place, mm-hmm. Legoland is amazing. The stuff that they build out of Legos and I mean, true artists, you know, and you can actually watch
well, we
them
have a
work.
We have a big Legoland like store in Chicago, and there's this huge like giraffe uh-huh. that they built with Legos on the outside of the store, and
right.
it's like
there's one at Downtown
amazing.
Disney too, and they have all the Disney characters larger than life that are built out of Legos.
Right. Oh, that's so exciting!
Yeah, it's cool. My son always wants to go in there and spend $200 on Lego Harry Potter Lego set.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Very exciting. So what's going on in your life now? Do you have a woman in your life right now?
I do.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but like I said, I'm concentrating on my kidlets.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my main focus right now.
There you go. Don't kidlet. Hurry.
I'm not getting married. I'm not kidlets. Getting married anytime yeah. soon.
Anytime
so.
Soon.
But I'm such a romantic. I totally believe in it.
Yeah.
yeah.
So tell again where people can find you. Find out.
Well, I'm on Twitter. You want to follow me on Twitter? Mulligan Jimmy. That's at Mulligan MULLIGAN. Jimmy, JIMMY. Find me on Facebook, either under Mulligan Jimmy 2 or James C. Mulligan.
James C. Mulligan. So official.
James Christopher Patrick Mulligan.
Okay.
I know, what a mick. Huh?
Oh, that's not Irish.
yeah, not at all. So, James C. Mulligan. And just type in James C. Mulligan and you'll find me.
Sounds good.
I'm around.
Well, you're definitely entertaining. Thank you so much for joining
us.
Yeah, and check out his art.
All
it's really cool.
All the best to you. Yeah, I'm definitely
really,
looking
really cool
forward
stuff.
To seeing
thank
it.
You, thank you.
Yeah.
It was a blast.
Awesome. And Mia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
We'll see you tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.